Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and virtues of striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Umama radiallahu anhu anna rajulan qal ya Rasulallah i'dhan li fi siyahati. Wa qal an-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna siyahata ummati al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin jayidin. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that a man said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me permission to travel. This word siyaha can have the meaning of touring, and it can have a meaning also of traveling to reach a certain place. So it can have two types of meaning. This person that was asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had in mind that he wanted to abandon the enjoyments of this world and settle down in some remote place. Said he could be overcome by desires, etc. So this was his niyat of asking to travel. But look at the answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. He asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me permission to travel. He didn't ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission to go to Europe, or to go to Paris, or go to New York, or to go for a holiday to somewhere in Turkey, or somewhere in Cape Town. He wanted to go and settle down in some place. It was remote, so he wanted to travel, he wanted to move. This was his niyat. But look at the answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the traveling of my ummah is jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala. This is the traveling of my ummah. This is the touring of my ummah. This is the traveling. Is when they move in jihad, now their touring will take place. Now their traveling will take place, etc. This is what my ummah will do. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed him to a superior action which would help him to meet his objective to a much greater extent, that is jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to cleansing of the inner self, jihad defeats the power of disbelief and enables Islam to gain superiority. It is also possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow him to do so as he wished, because jihad was compulsory at that time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to him, to travel, ulama explained that to travel for a valid reason such as business, seeking knowledge, or to visit a family is permissible. Touring and travel for any un-Islamic purpose is not permissible. Nowadays, if you look at our styles and our lifestyle the way it is, that a man is already, for example, the December holidays finish, he's already planning the Easter holiday, where we are going to go, which part of the world we're going to go, where we're going to go for a holiday. That has like become our culture to such an extent that the December holidays also we're already planning which country we're going to go to, where we're going to go. So this is not the style of a believer. A believer is such that if we need to travel, we travel. If we don't need to travel, we don't unnecessarily travel. There's no such thing as we have to select an exotic destination. Last few years we went to this country, now this year we have to go to that country. This is actually the style of the West. This is their Jannat. Because this is their Jannat, the Jannatul Kafir, and this is a prison for a believer. They think like this. Now every year I got to go to a new exotic destination, I got to go to a new country for holiday. A Muslim doesn't think like that. We think how we can gain more as far as Akhirat is concerned, what we can do to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in today's times, when most of the holiday resorts, holiday destinations, is filled with fitna and fasad, even the airports and the aircraft, etc., there's so much of sin that is taking place. Why should a person unnecessarily put himself in a position where he's going to be exposed for guna? Yes, if a person is going for hajj, or a person is going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he has to use these means of transport, he does it out of necessity. But deliberately, we don't put ourselves into positions where we're going to be exposed to gunas. So therefore, this is something to bear in mind, that this person had such a high objective already, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put him onto a higher objective. That should be our concern, our overarching, overriding concern. And once a man's mindset is made like that, that Allah ta'ala hasn't sent me that every holiday that comes, I need to go to Table Mountain, I need to go to the Bergs, I need to go to this country, and I need to go to that country. When a person programs his mind like that, then to stay at home also becomes very easy. You find, our Ustad once he mentioned, that you'll get these four elements anywhere in the world you'll go. Anywhere in the world you go, you'll get people. Anywhere in the world you go, you'll get sand. It's just that it takes different shapes. Anywhere in the world you go, you'll get water, and anywhere in the world you'll get air. So sometimes that sand will take a shape of a rocky mountain, of some scene of a mountain. Sometimes that water will take a scene of a river. Sometimes the water will take a shape of a waterfall. Sometimes it will take the shape of the ocean, but it's still water. And then you look at the air. The air, wherever you go, you'll find sometimes it will be a windy place, sometimes it will be a bit cold, but you'll still get air there. And wherever you go, you'll get people. Sometimes the shape will be Chinese, sometimes it will be Japanese, sometimes it will be American, sometimes it will be African. But those same four elements, wherever you go, you're going to find. And if a person is intelligent, he'll find those elements in his backyard, and he can make himself happy in his own backyard. You don't need to go all over the world to see these things. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Once the mind is programmed, once the heart is programmed, you'll find a man's heart is more content with the masjid. Why must I go stay in one resort where I can't hear the azan? Why must I go stay in some resort where I can't perform my salah with jama'ah? These things become more beloved to him, more exciting to him than going for any type of holidays. Yes, now and then a person may need to take a break depending on the person's personality. It is a different issue. Here what we're speaking about is where it becomes a habitual thing. That every holiday I have to be on a plane and I have to go to some destination. This is not the culture of a Muslim. Culture of a Muslim is, wal yasa'aka baytuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let your house suffice for you. As far as possible, if you don't unnecessarily need to go out, you be happy to be at home, be comfortable to be at home. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.